Act 1, Scene 4. Ellery made his way around the square and into Lower Main under a filthy sky. It had been an exasperating day for Scutney Bluefield. The little man had been on the long-distance phone to Equity since early morning. By the time the details were straightened out to Equity satisfaction and Foster Benedict was airborne to Boston, he was on a schedule so tight that he could not hope to set down in Wrightsville before 7:55 p.m. This would give the actor barely enough time to make up, get into costume, and dash on stage for the 8:30 curtain. Ellery walked into the lobby of the rejuvenated Bijou, pushed through one of the new black patent leatherette doors, and entered Scutney Bluefield's playhouse. The elegantly done-over interior lay under a heavy hush. The cast, made up and in costume, were sitting about the nakedly lit first act set, either sipping from coffee containers that might have been poisoned, or staring into the gloom of the theater in emotional rapport. A pretty blonde girl he recognized as Joan Truslow was stretched out tensely on the set couch where, Ellery surmised, Don Juan Benedict was shortly to seduce her in the service of art. Roger Fowler in coveralls was stroking her temples. Ellery slipped down the last aisle on his right and through the stage door. He found himself in a cramped triangle of space, the stage to his left. To his right, a single door displayed a painted star and a placard hastily lettered, Mr. Benedict. A narrow iron ladder led to a tiny railed landing above and another dressing room. Curious, Ellery opened the starred door and looked in. Scutney had outdone himself here. Brilliant lighting switched on in the windowless room at the opening of the door. Air conditioning hummed softly. The driftwood paneled walls were hung with theatrical prints. Costumes lay thrown about, and the handsome tri-mirrored dressing table was a clutter of wigs, hand props, and pots and boxes of theatrical makeup, evidently as Manson had left them before his accident. Impressed, Ellery backed out. He edged around an open metal chest marked tools and made his way behind.